At 6:06, it is fair. 57 degrees in Tulsa this morning, going to 83 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Planning for Tulsa's future in three specific areas moves forward. With our story this morning, here's Marshall Stewart.
Strategies for three corridors in different parts of the city and their specific needs will be analyzed beginning next Tuesday. Ed Schar, a planner with the city, says the next step is a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, or SWOT analysis. The first will focus on the Utica Midtown Corridor.
Really looking at this area for the north part of the Utica Corridor and really start to analyze the conditions that exist. What are some of the building blocks that are there? What are some of the challenges, etc.?
This initial analysis meeting is set next Tuesday at 7 at First Lutheran Church at 1244 South Utica. Meetings for the 36th Street North and the Tulsa Hills corridors will be held later. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Crews have restored water service to residents in Old Maugee after a break occurred in the main line at the water treatment plant. Old Maugee City Manager Bob Baxter says water was successfully being pumped to the city as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Now, the break occurred about 7:30 yesterday morning and initially was repaired just a few hours later. However, that repair did not hold. The Oklahoma National Guard had to deliver tanks of water to fire stations and to the Walmart for anyone who needed it. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the Oklahoma Senate is offering some free advice to Congress. The state Senate approves a measure urging the federal government to cut spending and pass a balanced budget amendment. The proposal is from Tulsa State Senator Dan Newberry.
To be running at a deficit of $15 trillion and spending $200 billion on interest payments on a debt that continues to grow is unsustainable for the future of our states.
The proposal now goes to the Oklahoma House for consideration. An Oklahoma judge has struck down a state law that requires women seeking abortions to have an ultrasound and listen to a detailed description of the fetus before the procedure. District Judge Brian Dixon handed down the order yesterday, ruling that the law is unconstitutional and unenforceable. A chimpanzee at the Tulsa Zoo is dead after getting into a weekend brawl with another chimp. Both apes were vying for the affection of a female chimp. Alvin was 20 years old. That's considered middle age for a chimp, but apparently had some underlying medical problems. Tulsa City and civic leaders are in Washington, D.C. this week. They are lobbying the federal government. Tulsa Chamber of Commerce President Mike Neal says one item they're focusing on is a need for improvements at Tulsa's port.
Widening and dredging of the Kerr McClellan Waterway and improvements to the Port of Catoosa.
He says the port can be used to expand the region's job base. No winner in the Mega Millions lottery. That means this Friday's jackpot is worth $500 million. So that's a record. The payout would be an estimated $359 million, or $19.2 million per year for 26 years. Classes were canceled at the Medill Elementary School after about 30 people, including students, became ill yesterday. School Superintendent John Tuck says the Medill Fire Department checked the school for signs of a possible gas leak or carbon monoxide poisoning, but nothing was found to indicate either are the cause. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm today. We will have a high of 83. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms. 60 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, rain chances will be at 20% and a high of 83. On Saturday, sunshine and a few clouds. We'll have a high of 86. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now at 610, it's fair and 57. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.